With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
And we're going to take a look at a rabbit that's very tall. And we're also going to take in a witch, put the two together, and we're going to start off the show.
My trip to Broadway.
With two munchkins on your arm.
I took my niece and nephew to see Wicked, yes.
How old are they?
Well, it was Claire's 10th birthday, so she was 10 on Sunday, and her brother is 13. And those are good ages to see Wicked. They had a wonderful time, and they loved the Gershwin Theater.
Tell the thing you were telling me about Patti LuPone.
There are escalators in the Gershwin Theater, and you go up past pictures of hundreds of Broadway celebrities from past and present, and she gets to the top of the stairs and trills with excitement. Oh, look, Patti LuPone. And I'm thinking, how in the world does she know this? And she says, she's on Glee. Okay.
Did you say, that's my niece, that's my niece?
Well, I said to the ushers, that's my niece. They heard her say, that's Patti LuPone. That's my niece, that's my niece.
One doesn't get a chance to see a stage production of Harvey very much. The picture, Jimmy Stewart, is wonderful.
Well, it was done a few years ago at a studio.
Studio.
Arena Theater. Yeah, they did it. Conrad John Schuck played Elwood P. Dowd at Studio Arena several years ago.
Now that you mention it, it sounds very familiar.
But now it's Jim Parsons from the television.
Jim Parsons, the guy from Texas in
Sheldon in Big Bang Theory.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. I would love to see him.
Walking in the theater district, my nephew let me know that he would be rather curious to see that show as well. He said he thought he wanted to see Peter and the Starcatcher, having enjoyed the book, but then he saw the marquee and said, is Jim Parsons actually in that? I said, well, sure. Yes, he is.
And kids.
He's very, very good in it. In fact, it's a perfect production of Harvey.
Kids say the darndest things.
Yeah, they do. And rounding it out, Clybourne Park. I didn't get to see Greg Stuhr, Buffalo's Greg Stuhr, who is the standby for two of the roles, but I did get to see Pam McKinnon's direction. Wonderful play. One house, act one is 1959, act two is 2009. Same house, changes in the neighborhood, changes in values. Wonderful play, Clybourne Park.
Sounds interesting. You saw Richard III in Delaware Park.
I did. It is a big, sprawling production of Richard III, and Tim Newell is well-suited to the role. Loved Eileen Dugan, as always.
Did the sun rise and set a couple of times during the play?
They have new lights. It's gorgeous. Act two, watch the new lighting effects. We see gobos, we see colors, and it's quite nice. It's long.
I was sort of hinting that it's a very long play.
Oh, I didn't go there, but yes, it is. It is a long play. Ends spectacularly, and we feel no pity for the man, even though he does realize he's done wrong.
Oh, when does that first strike him?
Too late.
Hair. For old line hippies, there's something for them to see, one of the first of the rock operas.
Well, half the musical theater people in town are going to be in the musical theater production of Hair, opening on July the 5th. And another classic, though, a throwback to an earlier time, thinking of Harvey, is the Philip Barry comedy The Philadelphia Story, which opens tonight at the Chautauqua Theater.
You had a chance to see the BOA's 10 short plays. Oh, the length of them, again, is it 10 minutes?
They're 10 minutes, and they're really are 10 minutes, and these are gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual plays. It's amazing how much you can say in 10 minutes. Smartly done. I was surprised. They've come from all over the country, quite a few of them from California, one from Boise, Idaho.
You know what I'm interested in? I didn't get a chance to see or hear anything about the conclusion, but the creation of the musicals. What was it, four musicals that Musical Fair put on?
At the 710 Main, yes, they created them in 24 hours.
That is just amazing.
It's great fun, and it turns out that this is largely about direction, the ability to give a unified shape to something created in 24 hours. This gave a disproportionate advantage to the one jukebox musical that Michael Wallin did, pulling from the music of Madonna, but still the performers had to learn the songs but do choreography. In other instances, it was more of a challenge. Ultimately, it's, for me, kind of a party game.
It's like comedy clubs.
Yeah, exactly. Just exactly.
The audience was receptive. I would imagine they were yelling.
And people were very happy to be back in the 710 Main. I'm avoiding calling it the Studio Arena space because people are getting confused, thinking that Studio Arena is coming back. It's not. There's also been some confusion in writing about the nature of the debt, making it sound as if Studio Arena Theater's debts were paid back. They weren't.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.